Is there a feud brewing between Drake and his father? I'm going to get to that coming up in just a second. First, Miley Cyrus has been hospitalized with tonsillitis. Yeah, she revealed on her Instagram story yesterday that she's in the hospital trying to recover from tonsillitis. And she's supposed to be at this big charity event for Ellen DeGeneres and her wife, Portia, to raise money for gorilla conservation. Because as we know, those things are very important and very close to Miley's heart.
Yep.
So she asked for good vibes so that she can feel better to be ready for that this weekend. But for the moment, she's in the hospital bed with an IV hooked up.
What address is she at? I would like to send her flowers.
Not creepy at all.
No, I just want to send her a nice get well fast package.
You know the first thing I thought of when I saw she had tonsillitis? Maybe she, and this is like, this is something my grandfather would say, honestly, maybe you shouldn't be out there kissing everybody. I'm not judging, by the way. She's allowed to kiss whoever she wants. I support it. All right, is this the beginning of a feud between Drake and his father? So in his music, Drake has often suggested that his father was an absentee parent, right? Yeah. He's rapped about his dad not paying child support, not always being part of his life. But now his dad, Dennis Graham, says he has always been present and always been a part of Drake's life, and that Drake only says these things so he can sell records.
Street cred.
You think? Do you think that's why he's doing it? He said that Drake told him, yeah, straight up, it's to sell records. He confronted him about it and said, you know, we've always talked every day or every other day. Why are you saying these things? And Drake was like, be cool, dad. It's just to sell.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what to believe. If you look at Drake's Instagram, I mean, it looks like him and his dad are really, really tight now. They're really, really close. They've got over their past incidences.
For as long as I can remember, I've always sort of seen his father in the picture with him.
Yeah, you'd say the same about me and my mom too, but it doesn't mean that there weren't like some tough times in the past.
Right.
And I can kind of, I feel Drake in this because I think what he sings about and what he raps about is his truth, but it sometimes can be hurtful to people in your people in your past. It really can. There have been things that I've spoken out before because it's really important to me on air and on social media that I'm honest and as vulnerable as I can be.
Yeah.
And I said, look, mom, I feel like sort of called to speak on this, and I want you to know I'm not doing it to hurt your feelings or to rub in your face that you made a mistake at one point.
No, that's it. And like, let's be honest, sometimes you have to exaggerate stories and you have to, you know, paint the picture a certain way.
No, it's not about exaggeration. That was like the opposite of what I was about to say. It's not about exaggeration.
You can't expect music to be 100% real. You have to connect with so many fans. People expect you to be relatable, and sometimes you have to sort of, you know,
that
makes tough
blur the lines.
Drake did have the whole like started from the bottom, now I'm here, and people questioned whether he actually did start from the bottom.
Lies. They're all lies.
But I'm saying it is possible that he sees things from one perspective and his dad sees it from another perspective.
Yes.
That could also be his truth, that he felt that way even though his dad felt like he was there, you know?
I'm glad they're working it out.
Okay. That enough family therapy for today?
Yes.
We feel good about that?
More than enough. Thank you.
It's Nikki. That's your biz. One celebrity is completely sick of La La Land, and he says he's going to move to Canada to get away from the crap.
Welcome.
Yeah. The spot in Canada he's moving is a little bit questionable, I'd say, to most people, but we're going to talk about that coming up with your biz at 7:30 this morning, all right? We've got your chance to take Sam down with Are You Smarter Than Sam?
Don't ask me if I'm going to lose, because I'm not.
I wasn't going to ask. We're going to play in about 6 minutes. Ariana Grande up for us with Seven Rings. It's a Beat 92.5.